Part 4. Maintaining your EV. Maintaining an EV is remarkably straightforward. While your EV will still require regular care, it benefits from fewer service needs thanks to its reduced number of mechanical moving parts. On the other hand, if you're driving a PHEV, you'll need to stick to a maintenance routine closer to that of a gas-powered vehicle, as it still has an internal combustion engine that will need oil changes and other regular servicing. Check your vehicle's manual for more information on servicing needs. Do I need to visit a specific mechanic? For EV service, it's best to go to an EV-certified dealership, as they have the tools and expertise needed to safely work on high-voltage components. For non-electric parts, like tires or brakes, most local mechanics can help, though it's a good idea to check that they're comfortable working on EVs. Tire care. The added weight of an EV increases braking distance, and the instant acceleration from the motor can cause faster tire wear if you're not equipped with the right tires. Choosing the right tires. When shopping for new tires, always check the tire load index and opt for tires designed to handle heavier loads. Tires with lower rolling resistance will boost your EV's range by reducing friction, while those with enhanced grip additives and quality rubber compounds can improve braking performance and resist wear. Additionally, low noise tires can help maintain the quiet, smooth ride EVs are known for. Best practices for tire maintenance. Regular maintenance is key to maximizing tire life. Monitor tire pressure consistently and have your wheels aligned every 6 months. Consult with your tire shop or mechanic for advice on when to rotate your tires for optimal performance. Undercoating. Before applying any undercoating product, it's recommended to consult with your dealership to ensure that your warranty remains intact. Like any other vehicle, undercoating an EV can shield vulnerable components and extend its lifespan. Battery care. An EV's battery is built to last for the average vehicle's lifetime of 8 to 12 years, but proper maintenance is essential for it to operate effectively. 80% rule. The 80% rule refers to keeping your BEV's battery charged between 20% and 80% of its capacity. While this isn't a hard and fast rule, by only charging up to 80%, you're helping to ensure your battery performs at its peak and does not reduce its overall storage capacity. This rule applies to both home and public charging. Charging speeds also slow down once the battery is 80% full. Battery technology is built to manage charging outside of these limits, and sometimes you'll need the extra range to reach your destination. Always prioritize your needs. If you're on a long journey, it's better to maximize your BEV's range and charge up to 100% rather than run the risk of being stranded. Conversely, you'll want to avoid leaving your BEV with a completely empty battery, as it needs power even if it's not being driven. Note that only certain battery types are limited to 80%. The best advice is to consult your vehicle's instruction manual on specific charging requirements for your vehicle's battery. Going away for a vacation? A parked BEV can lose about 1% of its battery power daily. If you plan to leave your vehicle unused for a while, it's a good idea to charge it sufficiently to cover the days you'll be away. Roadside assistance. While every driver hopes their vehicle will run seamlessly, problems like flat tires and a dead battery can leave you stranded. When calling roadside assistance, let them know you're driving an EV, as they may need to take specific precautions. EVs may require flatbed towing to avoid damage to the motors, since they lack a true neutral gear position. If your battery runs out, many companies will need to tow you to the nearest charging station.